and welcome to the Unquiet Blood Hellfire post-mortem episode, or the post-unmortem. I don't know. It's undead, right?
So right. It's probably the unmortening.
The unmortening. Huh. Mac here, who you've listened to excessively if you've been listening to this season. And I've got all the players here, and we're just going to chat a little bit about all of that. Let's go over who everybody played again. Let's start with Wes.
I am Wes Otis, and I played the content manager, or social media manager of Hellfire, Simon Vance.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I played Blanca Santos, the consultant about magical things.
Hello, I am Saint Spider, and I played Bellatrix Pool, or Trix Pool, and she was a security person.
Hi, I am Pooja. I played Rithika, also known, better known as Malice, the headline performer of the Hellfire Club and manager of talent.
Well, this was a hell of a thing. I'm trying to think of where even to start. You guys challenged me so much in the best way this season, because I've never run a campaign where there was no fighting. There were no fights this entire campaign, and that was absolutely wild. What the hell?
It wasn't on purpose.
I mean, if Malice got into a fight, she'd get her ass kicked. So I was highly motivated.
Same with Blanca.
Simon as well. I think it was that, you know, I think when we set the game up, there was kind of that mandate of let's try to make the tone about intrigue and, you know, more behind the closed doors, wheeling and dealing kind of thing than it was get in your face. And also as a big departure from the first two seasons, because you figure, you know, we were constantly just going off half-cocked and chaotic. I mean, I think the first episode of season two, Jay, you know, Luke Rage literally punched some massive vampire within the first 5 seconds. And it worked for that particular show because he was a punk rocker and we were all strung out on cocaine. But
not all of us, Wes.
What, you all weren't? I thought we all were. It's one of our backers on Discord said, I just got to Unquiet Blood the cocaine years. And I'm like, yeah. So it was just making it very different from first two seasons. And I think it worked really well.
Yeah, it was fun to see y'all's machinations, and also that it wasn't, oh, we're a great team and everybody likes each other from the outset, that it was very fuck you and fuck you back.
No, I was totally going to use Susan to kill one of them. I had a change of heart. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, no, that's why you were keeping her in your back pocket.
Yeah, at some point I was going to totally fuck somebody over. I just wasn't sure who.
So delightful. Do you all have a favorite part from this past season?
Let's recap.
One of my favorite parts was the whole setup with Blanca and Trix and the Truth Room.
Oh, yes.
And this, dancing around. And the way Blanca was always like, Trixie.
Oh, my goodness. That got too real. It reminds me of people. There was in real life a girl who would add the E prefix to my name, and it made no sense. Yes, and I'd be like, ah, oh no, I hate this.
I like playing that because, you know, I've encountered women like that. In my life, we all have. And it's like, oh, I get to play one of those. Yay.
Yeah, the Truth Room setup was very funny. And then how we ended up using Simon in the end. Poor Simon. My goodness.
Yeah, I think that. And it's funny because, like, my goal, I had lots of goals that I was like wondering which way it was going to go, depending on the interaction between all of us. But one of my big goals was getting rid of Josiah at some point, because he was a roadblock to me in and kind of moving forward. And so I really didn't know how much I wanted. It's like, I don't like the notes for Atu the way they made me look. I got to get out of here, because I didn't want to like spill the beans too much. You know, I was still in full like grovel mode. So it was definitely not fun. It was fun, but not for Simon.
Yes, he suffered some abuses.
I think my favorite thing was honestly the relationship between Blanca and Malice, that they're both kind of bitches who found each other.
I see myself in you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's relationship is why I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to be friends with these two, so I'm going to have to align with Trix. It was like Big Vampire almost.
Making it sound like I'm the worst choice.
No, not at all. It was just a matter of like, we've got these two mean girls, you know, right. It's like, how do we deal with mean girls? We have to stick together and, you know, you have to have somebody in the house that likes you so you don't get voted off.
Not that that would have stopped him from using his former Inquisition to assassinate you.
Not at all. No.
I know. Right.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Well, definitely Trix was underestimating Simon for quite a long time.
Well, one thought I had was the fact that because your mom was part of security, that I could totally throw you under the bus if I needed to be able to be like, well, it's her siren, she's working both sides.
I mean, you could have.
And I could have, yeah.
Absolutely. You could have, that's, yeah.
I didn't pull that pin.
No, that was definitely something where it's like, uh-oh, like, I don't know how we're going to defend against that. So, but yeah, that was quite complex, just dealing with that. This my literal sire being one of the main antagonists towards the end. I was like, oh, dang. But it was fun. It was also like, oh, gosh, like I like a little bit of pressure of being like, oh, no, like. It's my fault. All this shit's gone down. Like, and then as a performer, there's a little bit of like, oh no, I have to do this really well or else the story's going to suck.
The other thing I absolutely loved is that every time Max said baby girl, I like had a visceral cringe reaction.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally I hated cringed. Saying it. I hated saying it. Good. It was like,
it's a good character choice. Cause it gave me creepy crawlies.
Oh my God. Speaking of good character choices, Mac, Josiah.
Yes.
Every time you would talk as Josiah, I was dying inside laughing. It was amazing. You really did a good job.
Yeah. He's my favorite to play. Like, I was like, every time I got a chance to do the Josiah thing, like, I had to. Like, it just, it was.
And it didn't even take a second. You would slip into him so easily. It was just like, boom, you're Josiah. And just his whole everything just makes me crack up.
And I just realized, I know I'm going to give GMs ideas if you haven't already thought of this, but who knows how much contact Josiah and John have had in the past 20 years. And right? Once we fuck over Josiah, whether or not he'll play that card. And have some of the people from down south show up or something. I don't know. But yeah, he was great. And But yeah, that baby girl, every time you said it, I kept the thing that kept popping in my mind was the serial killer woman. What was
Eileen Wuornos?
Was it her? Just from the south. She's like, that's what kept popping in my brain and just ooking me out. Like, oh.
Yeah. No, that was, Julia was a very icky character to play.
Yeah.
Yes. Evil character.
Yeah. Although I think this season wins for like most NPCs I've ever had in a game ever.
Definitely.
Because y'all will be like, oh, I'm going to call this contact that you've never considered and have to name and come up with immediately.
Yeah. Like the guy who I got the alcohol license pulled and you had to come up with that guy and he got kicked out of the
country club.
He got kicked out of the golf course. Yeah. So I had to call golf course people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we had a lot of NPCs.
Yeah, you guys kept me on my toes. This was the hardest game I've ever had to run, actually, just because like it's pretty easy if you get into a corner to just like drop a fight or, you know, do something like that. And since we weren't doing that, I wasn't throwing those kind of wrenches into the story. And so I had to come up with a lot of things on the fly. And frankly, I never knew which direction anybody was going to go in. So, like, I think there's probably a lot less plan than people may realize.
Well, I think that's, yeah, definitely. I was really impressed with just, like, I enjoyed, though I was thinking about killing them, I did enjoy Malice's and Blanca's relationship. You know, I felt like that was, and I enjoyed Trix's relationship with Simon.
No, you're Simon.
Stuart.
Stuart. Too many S's. Too many
best
people.
Buddy, my best buddy.
But Stuart was fun.
Stuart was just always kind of in the background, like, all right, boss, whatever.
Just sipping on his
mug of blood. Yes.
And, I just love how corporate everything is that we have mugs of blood, like, just around.
Perks of working at the vamp bar.
Was there anything that you guys found particularly surprising this season? Where it was like, oh, what? I mean, besides me making weird choices.
I think Julia killing Trix's roommates, you know, that actually surprised me because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was sucks. A very come to Cain moment.
Yeah, very, very dramatic. I was like, huh. I was like, personally, I was thinking, oh, if I give myself these people, like as a cleaver, that's kind of like always what happens to cleavers is that it gets uncleaved or everybody gets cleaved. So I was kind of like, am I setting myself up for? Yes, I am. I did set myself up for
two losses. Like pets. They're tiny tragedies waiting to happen.
Pretty much.
I also found like the time when that first person, like your first informant showing up dead in the back of the club was like, Oh yeah, it's this kind of game.
Yeah, that was a good ratcheting up of like, oh, all right, we are in danger in this way. And that was cool having a little investigation moment with Simon in the, like, looking over the body in the parking lot. And we did almost have a moment of like, okay, are we going to not tell Blanca and Malice? Yeah, Malice, what's going on? Or are we Malice? I'm combining everybody's names.
We all have that same.
La 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 la.
Yeah, and I have to say thank you, Saint, for letting me go nuts with like your character's mother, because we talked very little, and it was sort of a go nuts. And I honestly wasn't planning on making her such a big bad, but then it just kind of happened.
It worked really. Yeah, I'm happy that it's just something that can be part of the story. Yeah.
I mean, sires are great, big bad, let's face it. They, you know, they're the parents you never wanted. Like, you know, it's that kind of level of like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny just to see like different levels of interaction with sires because, you know, Josiah and Simon.
Yeah. Yes.
It was also fun. Oh my God, Josiah was so much fun to play, and just like there's no I in team, and like he's read all of these, like, you know,
motivational
how to lead books from like the 70s when he, you know, started
and
doing his thing.
Simon's sitting there thinking, "You fuck idiot!" Just the whole time, like, I hate you so much for making me listen to this dribble, you know. But it definitely was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun with the whole rival vampire nightclubs because it took me a long time to come up with like what the story for this season was going to be that wasn't a retread of something I had done before. And I like the idea that like all vampires have seen Blade.
that was such a fun little just.
That was very funny.
It was like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And they just recently on What We Do in the Shadows did a whole thing about like, we need blood sprinklers in our, because Nadia put up
a vampire nightclub.
Yeah. And that was actually part of my inspiration too. Because when I was really having trouble coming up with this season, and Wes reached out and he's like, are you caught up on What We Do in the Shadows yet? And I saw it and I'm like, I was already leaning that way because I'd set up the club thing from past seasons. But then I saw that and I was like, what if somebody wanted to be a rival club to that? What would that be like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and also if you think about it, you know, like we made the joke about the Crypt Club's name being so like cliche and all this other stuff. And if you think about vampires in general, unless they are brand new, like recently changed vampires, they get stuck in these ruts and they do the same stuff that's just cheesy as shit, but they think it's really cool. So it's like this weird kind of place that what we do in the shadows really kind of nails down. And I think it's just, you can have the drama, but also realize that these are creatures that are stuck in their time period. No matter what they do, they are this particular thing. And it's funny to watch, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I can't run anything that doesn't have some kind of humor to it.
Yeah. You have,
I just, I literally can't. I'm physically incapable.
I think the audience needs that little bit of humor too, because if it's serious all the time, it wears you down and it's fun.
Oh yeah. No. You need the comic relief.
You can't have just drama and depression constantly, or it's too much.
Yeah. Do you guys have any hopes for another season and continuing with these characters?
I think for Blanca, I think she, you know, I would love to see her maybe get into, I don't know, trying to find out like the real origin of vampires, because she's convinced it's magical and that's why, you know, something like that. Like she's trying to kind of do what the old Tremere's were doing, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I think more big power plays and getting rid of the current management to replace them. We're positioned well to do that and, you know, kind of move up the ladder a little bit, find out who's, because, you know, we have a general manager of the club and we know who the main manager is, but there's a lot of layers there that we can, you know, poke our nose into and figure out where to go to next. And now I feel like the story arc for Simon has been, I want to get rid of all these people and move up the ladder too. I begrudgingly respect these people and they're serving a purpose. So we can still work together for now. That's as much commitment as I'm willing to give.
I mean, Malice definitely dreams bigger than one random club in one city, even if the headquarters of is here. There's a lot more world out there to conquer.
Yeah. And just like, I think Blanca's happy with staying at the club for now because she has access to an ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I would be maybe curious to find other people that Julia sired, because she talked about others and whatnot. And so if they are still alive, that would be an interesting little side quest.
Family reunion?
Yeah. Or just seeing what's going on there. You know, find out why she was so messed up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But she might just be messed up for no reason.
That's true. It's vampires. But yeah, it would be interesting to find a true family. Could do that whole arc.
Oh,
especially as a former cleaver.
You're still a cleaver. You just need new things to cleave.
Well, I don't have. I got to start from scratch.
I love that we're like, we will conquer things. We have machinations. And you're like, I'm going to find my family.
But doesn't that really show the difference between her and the rest of us?
Yes, that's why I love it.
That's what makes Trix interesting, is that we're all like, we need to take over the whole thing. And Trix is all like, I wonder if I have a brother and a sister I can talk to. Find out why, we need to open up and find out why I'm this way. And
maybe, yeah, some,
maybe go to therapy.
Get some trauma taken care of.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going to be your mental health journey for the next season.
Exactly.
Path to be the most grounded vampire. Mm-hmm. That's my journey.
Yeah, and I see a lot of like potential intrigue, because it's not just about clubs, as you've learned. It's also about reestablishing a power structure in a void. So I feel like there's a lot of places to go outside of just one club for another season.
Yeah.
So I guess with that, this has been our wrap up on Unquiet Blood Hellfire. And just in case you've forgotten from the past 11 episodes that you hopefully listened to, I have been
some on before that.
truth. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, yada, 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 yada. Let's see where we can find Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja. I shall hopefully continue to be Pooja, but you never know. Sometimes identity changes in order. And you can find me on Twitter for now, at LADESI Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter, again, for now, at Mishulu, that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U, and you can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you could also find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find all of our information for the show at 12sidedstories.com. It's all one word. And all of our links are there to like our Discord and all our different social media platforms and our back catalog and all that. If you want to help out the show, please go over to Patreon or Ko-fi and look up 12 Side Stories. We will be there. And get some cool extra content like Agent's Dossier and some behind the scenes stuff as well. We appreciate any, or give us a shout out or give us a review on your favorite platform. Any of those things are very helpful. So thank you so much for listening. Mac, again, thank you so much for running, and we will see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.